What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, powerful, awesome, great, majestic, promise-keeping, unchangeable God that we serve. Oh, how delighted I am to be in here, to pray with you, to intercede with you. Why? Because I understand the power of agreement. The word of God declares that with two or three touch and agree, it shall be done. Those are kingdom mathematics. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. That means three can chase 100,000. That means four can chase 1,000,000. That means five. Are you getting it? Yeah. So you need to understand that's kingdom mathematics. That's kingdom economics, how things work in the spirit. It doesn't take a lot. All it took was one man to spare a whole city. Well, it's not one of us. It's 1,000 of us on this line praying, touching God, calling out to God, and believing him for the miraculous. And again, I am elated at this motivation, this drive to pray. I'm almost excited when I hear that somebody got kicked off. Not so much that they're not able to be on the line, but do you understand that if they got kicked off, that means that somebody got there before them, not to hear a prophecy, not to get a word, but to pray, to be in prayer, to get under the blanket of prayer, to get in the position of prayer, the posture of prayer. And, of course, some of you are learning how to pray as a result of this. You're learning how to target things and go after things. Because when you pray, everything in your life begins to change. And that's why the one area in your life that the enemy fights the most is praying. Now, I want you to notice that in most of my praying, I am declaring. I want you to understand that. And the reason I do a lot of declaring, because I am seated with him in heavenly places. So if I am indeed seated with him in heavenly places, I don't do much asking. I do much decreeing, because I'm seated where he is. So I'm not praying from earth. I'm praying from heaven. I hope you understand that. You know, once you get that revelation, thou shalt say unto this mountain, not to God, but say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. So you see, when I make declaration, then I begin to speak and declare it. And I talk to the devil, I beat his little tail, and I, you know, destroy him and completely emasculate him of his imitated counterfeit power that he think he has. But I'm talking in authority because I recognize who I am, and I want you to understand that. Prayer, brother believer, is really communication with God and loving on him. But when we're praying corporately together, we are dealing with things and targeting things. It should be more like declarations, decrees, decreeing it and talking to whatever power, whatever stronghold, whatever it is standing in your way. Some of you that were Bobby Carr, I see you doing a lot of dealing, talking to the devil, because the devil is a mountain. I'm dealing with principalities and powers. I'm talking to your finances. I'm talking to your body. I'm speaking to my children. I'm speaking to my niece, my nephew, my husband, my wife. You understand? I'm speaking to that. I'm declaring that because you have what you say. So most of my prayer time, if I'm not loving on him and worshiping him, if I really let y'all into my prayer time, you would think that I don't have a problem in the world, because the majority of my prayer time is loving on him. Ha, yeah, 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 yeah. It's blessing him and glorifying him and giving him the honor and exalting him and magnifying him. That's the majority of my prayer time, because that's all Adam did. Adam didn't have no problems, but he prayed. So what could Adam pray about if he didn't have no problems? It was communion. It was loving on him. It was adoring him. It was appreciating him. That's a wonderful part of your prayer life. That's how you get things started. Into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. So I want you to understand that. But when we come together for corporate prayer, we're decreeing things, and we know that there's power and agreement. I looked at something the other day and said a group of people on their knees is more powerful than an army standing up. And it's the truth. If I had an army in front of me, but I had 10 people in prayer on their knees, we could shut that army down. And God would send ambushments and shut the mouths of the enemies and those who desire to oppose us. I understand the power of prayer, and that's why you got to know it. You got to know prayer is powerful, because the devil does everything he can to keep you from it. Sleepy, tired, distracted, everything but pray. You can shout, but don't pray. You can get a prophecy, don't pray. You can dance, don't pray. Because the enemy knows that when you begin to pray, you are a terror to the powers of darkness. So we're going to pray today. Pastor Butler's on the line, and he was on earlier, and I just kind of got loose and went to praying, and then I think he got kicked off. But I appreciate his commitment and all of these leaders and men of God who've been praying. But God gave me some things to pray, but we're going to let Pastor Butler go ahead and start us out in prayer. Y'all pray for me. I don't like the way my voice sounds right now. I sound congested. I don't feel it, but I sound it. But the devil is a liar. He's a bastard. He don't have a father. He's stupid. And I hate him and his mother-in-law. And so I'm not concerned about it. God is faithful, and I'm going to continue to do what God has told me to do. But I ask Pastor Butler to go ahead and start us out and flow. And then when he gets done, I'm going to do my two prayer points that God gave us. And we're going to get ready to tear the devil's kingdom down. Go for it, Pastor Butler.
More grace, Pastor. Thank you, man of God. Amen. We honor you and appreciate the Lord for you. More grace, KCC family, and those that have joined, come up under this umbrella of anointing, that we might go before His Majesty. Amen. In prayer, for we know it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that avail much. But it's not just a matter of praying, it's how we pray. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith it is impossible to please Him. He that cometh to God must first believe what? You've got to believe that He is, and then that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. James 5, amen, I believe 5, 15 and 16 told us, if there was any sick among us, let us call for the elders of the church. Hallelujah. And the prayer of faith will heal the sick. It is the prayer, not just prayer, because anybody can ask, anybody can pray. Muslim pray, Buddhists pray, Mahatma Gandhis pray, amen, shamans pray, witches pray, warlocks pray, amen, bless God, all of them pray. But, amen, they're not praying to the true and living God, and it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that avail much. That's what James said in James chapter 1 and verse number 5. So we are going before His Majesty in the prayer of faith. Some of us have been praying, but I've got phone calls from some of you, and you're saying nothing is happening. That's because you're looking at what you see. We walk by faith and not by sight. For the things that are seen, they are temporal. But the things that are not seen are eternal. Let's go before His Majesty's throne, and let's go believing Him that, amen, bless God, He's going to do exactly what He said He would do, and that before we call, He will answer. While we're yet speaking, Scripture told us that He would hear us. Glory to God. So, amen. I want you to lift your right hand and say, Lamb of God, in the matchless name of Jesus, thank you for the privilege and opportunity to release my faith in this circumstance, this situation, this condition of adversity, to show yourself strong and to prove what you said about me, that where the word of a king is, there is power. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the blessed Messiah, Son of the living God, we first of all bless you for what privilege and, Lord, opportunities that you've given unto us, the children of men. Father, thank you that you call us by your name. Hallelujah. And you said that we were your Jews, and the jewels, they shall be mine, saith the Lord. We bless you. We adore you. We worship you. And we thank you now for the privilege that we can do what Ecclesiastes 8 and 4 said, that we are kings, and where the word of a king is, there is power. God, we thank you that you've given us Job 22 and 28 that says, if we decree a thing, it shall be established. We decree and we declare right now, Lord Jesus Christ, that doors are opening. Father God, that, Lord, the crooked places in our lives are being made straight. We decree, Lord Jesus, that our children are coming to a place of spiritual surrender. Spiritual, Lord Jesus Christ, harmony with the Holy Ghost. We decree and we declare hallelujah, that our homes are coming up under one accord, hallelujah, operating up under one Lord Jesus premise, and that is that you are glorified and that our families are edified. Great King of glory, we bless you right now with the fruit of our lips. And Father, you said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that do believe. Father, we're not walking by what we see. We're walking by your word that's forever settled in the heavens. We decree and we declare, hallelujah, not only will our children be successful, not only will our children be, Lord Jesus Christ, turned from darkness to light, but our children shall make impact, inroads on the powers of darkness and the cords of hell, that they should take up the mantle, hallelujah, that's left behind, and glorify God. We give you praise right now, Lord, hallelujah, for every crooked path being made straight. Why? Because we decree it to be so. We command every crooked road, every crooked path, every winding road, every winding pathway, in the name of Jesus, straighten up. Straighten up in the name of Jesus, and we decree it, and we declare, Father God, that our minds are lining up and coming in alignment with your word. Father, your word said to think on things that are true, that are just, that are lovely, that are pure and of good report. So, Lamb of God, hallelujah, our minds are set now in heavenly places from which we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our minds are set on, hallelujah, we're rich, hallelujah, and not poor. We're successful and not failures. We're up and we are not down. Hallelujah, we're blessed coming in and we're blessed going out. We decree, Lamb of God, and we declare according to your word, hallelujah, that we have the overflow, that you will bless our coming in, our going out, the fruit of our body, the increase of our kind, according to Deuteronomy 28. God, and we decree, hallelujah, that bless God, you're giving us discernment. Hey, discernment from heaven. Hallelujah, we're healthy. God, we decree we're happy. We decree we're fearfully and we're wonderfully made. Father, I speak, Lord, hallelujah, that my family and God's church, which is KCC and the churches that are represented on this phone tonight, hallelujah, has the grace of God, have the favor of God, have the prosperity of God, hallelujah, over their lives. Glory be to God. We decree and declare, even with the man of God from this morning, Father, that this week, hallelujah, no bad news. This week, hallelujah, we're walking in all the promises of God, which are yea and in you, amen. This week, we decree and declare blessing, hallelujah, shall overtake us. Blessing shall overtake our families because we're hearkening diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. We bless you in advance. We're not waiting to see any walls fall. We're not waiting to see, Lord, the crooked made straight. We're not waiting to see any rough patches smooth. We're not waiting to see a doctor's report change. We bless you in advance because we believe it, that the walls are falling before we see them fall. We shout now. We shout with the voice of triumph by faith. We shout with the voice of victory by faith. We shout with the voice that, Lord Jesus Christ, all things, hallelujah, are ours according to your word. Hallelujah, healing is ours, deliverance is ours, breakthrough is ours, breakout is ours, glory to God, overcoming victory is ours, prosperity is ours. Thank you for it now. We bless you right now. Take 15 seconds, saints of God, and give him glory. Give him praise. Magnify him. Don't wait for the report to come back. Don't wait till you see anything. Hallelujah, bless him now. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, come on, do that by say, Brokonde Baskore Pi, Giddy Beyond Silly Beckataya, let's say, hey, glory, 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 we honor you, we adore you, we magnify you, God, you great King of the saints, glory, thank you that our words are coming to pass in the name of Jesus, glory to God. My God, I felt that all down in my Shanana, Rosa. Hey, our next prayer, we're praying that God would clothe us amen, with the spirit of prayer, that this is not just for the 30 days. We pray that this 30 days have become, amen, the springboard to thrust us into the pool of a life of prayer, of dedication of prayer. Amen. As a hunger for prayer. Hallelujah. According to Luke 18:1, he spake a parable unto this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. And then he told us, I believe in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, that we ought to pray without ceasing. So, amen, we're praying that not only are you delighting in prayer now, but our prayer and our confession is, amen, that we are getting clothed with a spirit of prayer. Hallelujah. And we're going to wear it, amen, like a garment tailor-made and fit just for us. Amen. Let's God. Repeat after me, Lamb of God. We thank you for the privilege and opportunity that you have granted unto us to commune with you by the vehicle and the portal of prayer. We thank you for the desire that you have placed in us, and Lord Jesus, the drive you have put in us, hallelujah, and the place of communion you have allowed us to have in this time of prayer. Thank you for using the set man of the house and the mouth to the nation, Prophet Brian Carn, and motivating us, inspiring us, hallelujah, and then pushing us to come boldly before your throne. Now, God, let this be, Father, the beginning, hallelujah, the beginning of a thing, hallelujah, at the end of it is better than the beginning. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We give you divine praise, because you said the end of a thing is better than the beginning. And Father, we thank you for the beginning, how you have motivated and strived and drive and driven us, hallelujah, out of laziness, lackadaisicalness, how your spirit of apathy, hallelujah, how you have, Lord Jesus Christ, shattered excuses. And God, you have allowed us to mount up on the wings of prayer. Now, Father, we pray, hallelujah, that after the 30 days, it does not end, but that we would take on the garment. Clothe us, Master. Clothe us with an attitude. Clothe us with a motivation. Clothe us with, Lord Jesus Christ, inspiration. Hallelujah, to pray. And Father, let us not feel secure. Let us not feel, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, at ease if we are prayerless. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for the challenge that you're giving to your people. And most of all, I thank you for the response to the challenge. No man come to you except the Spirit of God draw. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah, for drawing us, for using, Lord Jesus, the man of God, as the tool to bring us to our knees, as the tool to cause us to seek you while you may be found and call upon you while you're yet near. We bless you now, Lord, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, as we give you thanks, Lord, hallelujah, for what you are doing for us. We have an air of expectation and anticipation that whatever we ask, it's already done. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord. We are not praying in vain. You said in the book of James, Lord, hallelujah, bless God, that we ought to pray, but let them act. Hallelujah. We lack wisdom to ask of you, and you will give to every man liberally. Hallelujah. But let us act in faith, doubting nothing. For he that doubteth is like a wave of the sea, hallelujah, driven by the wind and tossed. Hallelujah. For a double-minded man, you declare, would not, amen, bless God, hallelujah, maintain anything, because he's unstable in all his ways. So, Father, we ask you now, God, cause us to not waver. Cause us to not, Lord, go to the left or the right, but give us to be strong in faith, doubting nothing. We pray the prayer of faith. Thank you for the message that nothing is impossible. Thank you for the push in faith that makes us motivated to pray. Thank you for your word in 1 John 5, hallelujah, 14-15, while you decreed and you declared that this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, we know that we have the petitions that we desire. Thank you that it's already done. Thank you. My God, I just felt some break right there. Hallelujah. You've been praying for it. And glory to God. Thank you, hallelujah, we have the petition that we desire. Thank you for the confidence. Thank you for the assurance. Thank you for the Noah that's in our spirit that it's already done. Our prayers are not in vain. Our labor's not in vain. Therefore, Lamb of God, cause every one of us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in this, the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor in you is not in vain. Therefore, God, hallelujah, we're inspired, we're motivated, we're driven to pray even more. Glory to God, because, Lord, we know that your ears are opening to our cry. Hallelujah, your eyes is upon the righteous. And for that, God, we come with air of expectation. And, God, we boldly decree and declare that whatever we ask, God, you said, doubting nothing, we should receive it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our next prayer point. My God, from glory, I feel his presence. Our next prayer point, since we're praying in the Holy Ghost, we're praying for souls to be brought into the kingdom. Hallelujah. During this season of prayer, hallelujah, we're praying that folks would come to prayer meeting, even during the 12 o'clock prayer, that they would come into the building off the street and cry, what must they do to be saved? Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your right hand. And this is our declaration. According to Psalms 37 in verse 4, the Bible said, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he would give us the desires of our heart. Then Jesus plainly declared in John 14:14, if we ask anything in his name, he would do it. Hallelujah. So our prayer, Psalms 20 and verse 9, save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call, because we know that it is his will that none should perish, but all men should be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift your right hand. Say, your majesty, we thank you for the privilege, the opportunity, and the Lord Jesus Christ blessing that you granted unto us to come before your throne, knowing that our request is already granted before we even request it, because our request is your request, and that is you would have none to perish, but all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Come on, let's pray that right there. Lamb of God, you said that you would have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Therefore, our prayer, hallelujah, is your delight. You said if we delight ourselves in you, you would give us the desires of our heart. Our delight is your delight. Our desire becomes your desire. Our passion becomes your passion. Our drive becomes your drive. And that is, Lord, you came to seek and save that which is lost. You don't honor, you don't look for, you don't desire that any should perish. So, Lamb of God, we decree and we declare how during this time of prayer, during this time of Lord Jesus consecration, hallelujah, and that we are praying corporately. We are praying, hallelujah, for the release of men, for the release of women from the bondages of oppression, the bondages of depression, the bondages of fear. We command you, Satan, loose your hold. When that acting, you said the kingdom of God suffer violence, Lord, and the violent, we take it by force. We take it right now. We take men from hopelessness. We take men from suicidal inspirations. We take men from addictions of alcohol, drugs, pornography, hallelujah, perversion, motoya, ike, tapoya, yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we take men from the spirit of unbelief. We fight against the spirit of fear. Fear that has torment. Hallelujah. We come against anxiety. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. We come against that spirit that cripples and demoralizes individuals and make them recoil like a turtle in a shell. Hallelujah. We command now the spirit of fear to be broken. First off of the people of God, the anxiety, the worryation, the frustration, and the aggravation. We command you, cease your work. Cease your work in the name of Jesus. And we command you, we don't ask you, we command you, flee, for light has come. Hallelujah. Wherever there's light, darkness has no comprehension. Father, we thank you for faith. Faith that fights fear. Faith that fights facts. Faith that fights things that are seen, even things that are factual. We give you praise now that you have not given unto us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. And therefore, what you've given us, we, Lord, to extend to men everywhere. Hallelujah. That they would come to know you in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That they would taste and see that the Lord is good and your mercy endures forever. Lamb of God, you brought us up also out of a horrible pit and a miry clay. Now, God, let us become our brother's keeper. You said when we're converted, Lasotopai, strengthen the brethren. So our prayer is for the brethren. We pray the strength of the church. We pray the strength of our brothers and sisters. And as a result of it, we pray that we are the extended hand of God in the earth, that through us we become ambassadors for Christ, beseeching others to be reconciled unto God. God, give us a backbone of iron. Grant thy servants, hallelujah, to have a backbone of iron and to be fearless. As you have decreed, the righteous are bold as lions. Give us boldness on our job to make known the gospel of Christ. Give us boldness in the schoolhouse, the church house, hallelujah, the White House, and our cousin's house. Father, we pray the spirit of boldness that we might reach out without fear, hesitation, or reservation, Lord God, and let them know you are able to save to the uttermost them that come unto you, seeing you ever live it to make intercession for us, Lamb of God. Our prayer is, save matchless wonder, save King of glory, save Lion of the tribe of Judah, save, hallelujah, you are the only potentate who only has immortality that dwelleth in a light that no man can approach unto. Save, O King of glory. Father, and we stand as your representatives, the lights of the world, cities that sit upon a hill that cannot be hid. Father, give us to let our light shine. Hallelujah. No fear of it. But God, hallelujah, somebody that's about to be shipwrecked might, Lord, either avoid the chaotic, Lord, destruction of this life, hallelujah, and come unto you that are labored and heavy laden. God, give them rest. We decree it, Father. That's your heart. Lord, let it be our heart. In the matchless name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. What a mighty God we serve. We're going to pray one prayer point. Hallelujah. We're going to pray this prayer point, and we're going to mean it. Matthew chapter 24 declares, take heed that no man deceive you. Then that's 24 and 4. We are praying against the spirit of deception. We are going after it. We're praying against it. We're dismantling it against deception. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, may I never be deceived. May I never be deceived. And may the power of deception be broken off of my life. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, you said in your word that you did not want us to deceive, and that deception is possible, even to the very elect, if it were possible. Father, I thank you today that I will not be deceived. I will not be tricked. I will not be bamboozled. I will not be hoodwinked. Father, I thank you that you place me around people who will speak the truth to me, who will not let me be blinded, who will not let me be deceived or even tricked. I thank you that the spirit of deception has no power in my life, that my children are not deceived. My family is not deceived. I thank you that the spirit of deception has no place in KCC. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that any individual in my life who is assigned to deceive me, who is assigned to trick me, who is assigned to cause me to lie to me, to do, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that those individuals are being removed now. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that is operating behind a mask, every individual who is in a costume, every individual who I have not met truly, but is only showing me the parts of them that they want me to see. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that the spirit of deception has no place in my life. Uproot deception. Dismantle deception. Remove deception in every area of my life. Father, I come against every deceiving thought. I come against every deceiving dream. I come against every deceiving conversation. I come against every deceiving covenant and every deceiving friendship. Father, you have the power to dismantle. You have the power to disconnect. You have the power to remove. By divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, I dismantle all deception in every area of my life. Father, I thank you that I will not be in a church full of deception. I thank you that I will not work at a job full of deception. Father, I thank you that my leader, my pastor, my man of God will never be caught up in deception. I lift up my pastor, cover him from deception, keep him from deception, shield him from deception. Father, in the name of Jesus, may he never be overcome, Bishop Lambert Gates, by the spirit of pride that leads him into deception. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I dismantle that. Father, I cover the President of the United States. I cover the Vice President. May they never be deceived. May Congress not be tricked. May Senate not be tricked. Ilabasha, Jokobo Kubashele, Remandele Masaya. Father, I thank you that I will not be deceived in business deals. I will not be deceived in transactions. I will not be deceived in conversation. Father, when I get ready to purchase, you will expose every deceiver. You will show me every deceiver. You will manifest every deceiver in the name of Jesus. May every deceiver in my life be manifested. May every deceiver in my life be exposed. Be exposed. Be exposed. Be exposed. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Pray against deception. Dismantle deception. My children, your family will not be deceived by drugs, will not be deceived, hallelujah, by a perverted lifestyle. They will not be deceived, hallelujah, by any other religion, but my people will only speak the truth, and they will know the truth, for you are truth. Your word declares, hey, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Truth of God be my portion. Truth of God be my inheritance. May my children walk in truth. May my grandchildren walk in truth. May my wife walk in truth. May my husband walk in truth. May my father walk in truth. Father, in the name of Jesus, every individual in my family who is deceived by other religion, whether it be a Muslim, whether it be Hebrew Israelite, whether it be Jehovah's Witness, Father, in the name of Jesus, may the blindness come over their eyes. May the blindness of deception be removed over their eyes. And I thank you for insight and revelation. Show them what they could not see before. Reveal to them what they could not see before. I come against every mind binder and every mind blinder. The blood of Jesus is against you. Take your hands off of my family. Take your hands off of me. Anywhere in my life where I'm being deceived, if I'm being deceived in my eating habits, show it to me. If I'm being deceived in business transactions, show it to me. If I'm being deceived in what I hear, show it to me. Father, show me every friend in my life who is a deceiver. Show me every individual in my life who is charading, who is a chameleon. Ilelebe asha, lamandelebe kadala. Father, in Jesus' name, every person planted around me, family, friends, and the like, every pastor, every leader, every individual who is in KCC, who is operating in deception, I expose them in the name of Jesus. And Father, I am decreeing that by the time this prayer is over, you will have revealed their hands, you will reveal their hearts, you will reveal their motives. I thank you that motives are being exposed, and the spirit of deception is dismantled. Deception, receive fire. Deception, receive fire. Deception, receive fire. In the name of Jesus. My God, I felt that. Hey, Labasata. Handelebe Komandala Haya. My God, I can keep going, but we're going to hit our mark. Glory to God. Thank God for Pastor Butler praying and in the city. Now, listen, in the morning, I got some specific prayer points that God gave me today. While I was studying, I'm actually headed to the church in a few. Hallelujah. Again, because we got to minister to the men, all men. Hallelujah. Who are there in here in Charlotte. You need to come tonight. Come, you men. I want to really minister to you. And I remember I did a night with the ladies one time. We had a lot of women there, and guess we'll do that again very soon. But I want to minister to the men tonight. We're going to designate a day for the ladies and designate a day for the men. And if we have to, where it's just on the call or something like that, so that Jacksonville and other ones can be a part. But I want us to make sure. Now, listen, I'm telling you now, Bala Shala, Bala Mashukula Mandala Kisa, the spirit of deception is at an all-time high, and people are being deceived. They're being tricked into marrying the wrong people, tricked into going into business with the wrong people, tricked into being in covenant with the wrong people, tricked into going to the wrong church, tricked by prophecy, tricked even in teaching and tricked in doctrine. But deception will never be your portion. I am challenging 400 people right now, 400 of you, and I believe the Spirit of God. As you see, I don't do this until the Lord leads me. Many days I don't do it, but when God tells me to do it, I do it. And if I'm lying, God will judge me accordingly. I'm not too big that heaven can't judge me. I don't care who Prophet Khan think he is. In the eyes of God, I'm nothing but a vapor. I'm nothing. You understand? So I take this very serious. I take the ministry very serious. That's why I'm so disappointed with people who have teaching and allow themselves to be deceived. When you have good teaching, thank God for the teaching that you're under, KCC. I don't mean this to brag, but you're under great teaching, great leadership. God gave you a pastor, Halabo Sunday, after his own heart, to feed you with knowledge and understanding. And some of you won't miss your water till your well run dry, but you ought to thank God for the teaching and the truth that you receive at KCC. Trust me. I travel all over the world, and people are wishing that they could move to Charlotte and be a part of KCC, and are moving to be under this anointing. I'm challenging 400 of you, $ PBCJR, you're sowing a seed of $24.04, no, $24.40, either one. That's from Matthew 24:4. Take heed that no man deceive you. That's $PBCJR. $24.04, $24.40, it doesn't matter. It's according to whatever you want to give, but I hear that very strong, that the spirit of deception don't come to your house, that the spirit of deception don't come to your children, that God will expose every deceiver in your life. Yes, and God will expose every deceiver. I don't care if it's your girlfriend or 200 years. May God show you who she is. May God expose every deceiver in your life. I cannot afford to be deceived in this hour. So I'm challenging every one of you, $24.40, $24.04, but you're sowing your seed for God to expose deception in your life. Hallelujah. And always remember what deception is. It's that intent to deceive. That person who, that's what lying is. So, you know, as we pray against deception, God's going to expose the liars in your life, because that's what a liar is. A liar is when someone intent to deceive you. And so all liars are being exposed. Ele Masha, Endelebe Kola Mandala Kidala Basai, in the name of Jesus. Now let's make it our business to get in prayer and stay in prayer. Be that your prayer today. Keep praying that. Lord, expose every deceiver. Deliver me from deception. Don't let me be deceived. Don't let me be bamboozled. Don't let me think I'm right when I'm wrong. If you don't think you can be deceived, you're the most likely one to be deceived. Because if any man thinketh he standeth, he better take heed, lest he fall. Are y'all listening to me? So I need you to sow that seed in faith and believe God and know that he's going to cover you. And cover your house, and cover your family, and cover your grandbabies, and cover your children from the spirit of deception in the name of Jesus. Halabasha kalama. You can sow at briankarn.com if you don't have Cash App. You can sow at briankarn.com if you don't have briankarn.com. You can sow it in the mail, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. You can sow it there. If you can't send it in the mail, you know, you got the other app or the other, the KCC app, however you want to do it. But sow your seed in faith. believe in God, that deception will not come to your house, to my house, to my children, to my family. Halaboshana. Some of you, you need to give this per child. Some of y'all got children that's deceived. The devil is really doing, devil, leave my kids alone. Leave my mother alone. Leave my father alone. Father, expose every ounce of deception in my life. Lord, show me and deliver me and expose self-deception. Some of you deceive yourselves. Hallelujah. The Bible says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Some of you are self-deceivers. Halabasha. You deceive yourself. But that's going to be dismantled. It is being dismantled. And by the end of this time of prayer, you will walk in the truth of God's word and the truth of who you are and the truth of everything that God called you to be. Do not miss this. Tell you what I know by the Spirit, that great things are happening for you, and I'm excited about it. I have men's meeting tonight where I'll be ministering to the men. Kalabasuto, and it's going to be powerful. Man, God showed me something today that really blessed me, and it really, really blessed me. And it's almost like I'm having a men class, but I feel like I should be talking to the women, because the things I'm talking to the men about is about the women. But God began to show me and reveal to me certain things, and it's going to be awesome. So, brothers, you that are anywhere near Charlotte, get to the church tonight at 8 o'clock. That's right. I have food for you. Going to have food for you there, sandwiches, whatever you need. It's going to be in place. We're going to fellowship. We're going to talk. And then we're going to leave. We're not going to plan on holding you long. You know, start at 8. I want to be out there by 9:30. So let's make sure we are there to receive everything that God has for us. Now, listen. Some good's about to happen. And we're praying in the morning at 6 a.m. I'm getting ready because I got to preach in Selma, Alabama this week. If you know anybody in Alabama, you need to tell them to get there because there's an unusual anointing for revival that's going to rest on me this week. So I am, hallelujah, believing God for that. But all of you that are listening to me and under the sound of my voice, make sure that you make it, hallelujah, to, you know, Bible study Charlotte Tuesday night. But that's fine. Let's make sure we're in prayer. In the morning, 6 o'clock, be ready. What do you say? Be there, be square. Get on and get ready. My God, we got some prayer points. We're going to pray because tomorrow is going to be a good day for you. Y'all don't know when to shout, do you? I say, Tabashakala. I say, oh, by the way, here's another prophetic word. Pray for the state of Virginia. You know, there's some kind of tragedy coming to the state of Virginia. Pray for the state of Virginia, and you will see something come on the news not many days hence about the state of Virginia. I don't know if it's going to be a natural disaster. I don't know if it's going to be a shooting. I don't know what, but pray for the state of Virginia. Something big on the news is coming out of the state of Virginia, and Virginia is going to need our prayers. There's a tragedy coming out of Virginia. And always remember, when I prophesy these things, I believe our prayers keep it from being as bad as it could have been because we pray. So let's pray for the state of Virginia in our prayer time. You are blessed. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. And this is the season of unquenchable favor. I look forward to praying with you in the morning. I hope you're ready because this week is going to be a good week. And tomorrow is going to be a good day. Sow your seed in faith. You are blessed. You're anointed. More grace.